This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So, I just think we need to stop. Maybe just slow down a little bit. I think we're really taking things too far. I get we love our smartphones. I get many of us want smart cars. But these people aren't stopping. And they have now developed a smart toilet. And this smart toilet apparently is rigged with a whole slew of cameras and sensors so that as soon as you sit down, you provide some sort of a fingerprint, but they actually call it an anal print. Now, why are they doing this? Because they can. Once you come up with the technology, you're like, look, why don't we make a smart toilet? We'll watch you poop. We'll time your sitting time. Mind you, if I'm in the middle of a game, or if I'm texting somebody, I'm going to sit longer than I need to, right? Because I'm busy. Okay? I mean, I'm not going to just stop. I don't use the toilet just to use the toilet. If I want to get away from, I don't know, the in-laws, I'll, like, sit in the bathroom for a while. It's just me kind of working. I'll bring my laptop in there. I don't care. It's a seat. You can even bring up a desk. It's kind of nice. But, and again, if you don't want to sit in the pot, you just put the seat down and use it as a chair. But apparently researchers at Stanford have come up with a smart toilet. So they could look at your urine flow, they could do a urinalysis, they could check you for hemorrhoids, follow you to see if you have irritable bowel, and they look at your anoderm. You got creases in there, in the area, that are apparently unique. Now, I don't know if I have a twin or a doppelganger out there, but my guess is if I allow a smart toilet to do this, there is somebody who has a very similar looking tushy to me. So, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I think I'm going to pass on this one. So researchers from Stanford University say they've developed a mountable toilet that can perform a urinalysis, uroflowmetry, which measures the flow, changes the flow. They'll measure your stool droppings, measure total seating time, and do your anal printing. And I wrote an article on this. It's on my Facebook page, my Twitter, and my website, so you get to see what the toilet looks like. It's something that you would mount on, and you see all the cameras. How do you clean off the cameras? Those cameras are going to have to get cleaned. You have somebody with explosive diarrhea. Do you guys ever watch football games where it's raining, and then you see the guy with the towel, and so they wipe off the camera lens? Somebody's going to need to do that if it's in the toilet. Same thing with peeing. They're going to watch you pee. And you're thinking to yourself, you're like, okay, no. If the camera's just looking at your butt, they aren't going to know it's you, you know, per se. It's just going to be no, because if you're going to stand there and pee and you're a dude, you have a penis, you're going to be like, hi. They'll see your face. They claim that all pictures, I think it's on the iCloud, I think they claim that all pictures are going to be treated like electronic medical records where there's going to be security and no breach such as HIPAA. I don't know if I'm still convinced that we'll be okay. So the urinalysis will obviously look at if you got blood in the urine, protein in the urine, infection. Uroflowmetry will signal if you have prostate issues. If you're having flow issues, that could be like, you know what? Your flow is taking a little longer. You might have an enlarged prostate. So I get the utility of it. I just don't know if it's worth the lack of privacy. The defecation monitoring will help alert one to constipation or risk of hemorrhoid development. And so they say, using the acquired parameters, the current toilet system has the potential to help diagnose, monitor irritable bowel syndrome, benign prostatic hyperplasia, and or urinary tract infection by collecting stool voiding diaries and urine dipstick tests. Okay, if you want to collect my stool diary, just listen to my show. I mean, I'm an open book. You could probably listen to every episode and know exactly when I went to the bathroom. Actually, I just peed on break, if you need to know that. In the future, we aim for our toilet system to be an all-in-one, autonomous, non-invasive, and more affordable device, as well as being clinically applicable by enabling the targeting of various diseases. The toilet will ultimately function as the daily clinic for continuous monitoring of human excreta, feeding data, and don't use feeding and excreta in the same sentence, feeding data into models of human health that can be used for screening and subsequent diagnostics. So my guess is they'll also add a gynecological role to that, because if you're having issues with your period, I'm sure it's going to, the camera's going to catch that. So I don't know how this is going to fly, but then again, we are becoming a less private people. I mean, already you see teenagers and young adults, they're basically posting pictures of themselves half naked or naked. People aren't very private these days. We have our credit cards online. We have all these cameras and smart apps and things like that, where we have Alexa by our bed. You know, we have a, we go, hey Alexa, or hey Google, or whatever, or hey Siri, I don't know, but at any time, our phones will go, we're here, you're here, then what have you been listening to? And I tell people, I go, you know, you're bringing your phone into the bathroom. You really want somebody listening to that? They're like, you know what? I've been doing it for so long. Let them listen. So I think maybe society is going to buy this. I'm not going to buy any stock in the company. But I mean, maybe people hate going to the doctor so much that they don't care that there's going to be cameras of their anoderm and their Lily in some iCloud. I think it is going to be iCloud technology. I don't know what else is out there, to be honest. And then they say HIPAA. Let me see if I could find exactly what network is going to. I see a lot of CNN in there. They say for data security, our protocols were thoroughly reviewed and approved by two institutional review boards. They're going to make sure that such data is compliant with the HIPAA. So I guess and by the way, user acceptance level, they say overall acceptance was good. People were either somewhat or very comfortable to use the toilet system. So people have no problem being videotaped. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, for working the dials. And again, we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So supply chain issues are rough. In fact, this isn't just in America, it's global. And again, making us rethink, you know, making split-second decisions to just lock everything down and just turn off the switch, trying to get things back and running, looks like it's taken months, maybe years. And so sadly, we have an everything shortage, whether it's fuel, whether it's toilet paper. We're going to have issues with our food. We're going to have issues with medicine. So these shortages and these supply chains are pretty bad. Walmart and Costco, which are usually notorious for having everything, have already limited supplies. You see pictures of shelves completely empty. And, there's money to be made right now. I mean, these companies want to make money. But if you don't have enough trucks, if you don't have enough workers, if you don't have enough people at the shipyards that can unload the ships, because those are being backlogged, we really have a lot of bottlenecking. And in fact, we're being told that if we want our Christmas tree, there's going to be issues even getting our Christmas tree. Those are going to be in short supply. If you don't have enough Christmas tree suppliers doing their thing, getting the Christmas trees down to our neighborhood to be able to buy them. So many people, I think even in the Biden administration, are saying, look, expect there's going to be supply shortages, and you might want to consider buying for Christmas now. Now, that's going to be a little difficult because we're already dealing with supply shortages. You know, I had to get some bowls, you know, some cereal bowls. I can't tell you what I paid online for them. And things are just ridiculously expensive. So I bought some bowls. I didn't buy as many as I wanted to. And I told the kids, just take a mug. Put a little cereal in the mug and eat out of the mug. I like the mug because it's a smaller amount rather than a bowl. You know, if you're going to have a little bit of cereal, a little bit of granola or oatmeal, do it in a mug. But, we're all kind of realizing that you can't just go and get something anymore. It's really, it's starting to be very prohibitive in terms of you trying to save money. And things are just so expensive, so you're going to have to be a little bit more creative. So we're being told that Walmart and Costco are limiting toilet paper sales. Toy companies are warning parents that their kids' Christmas gifts may not arrive on time. Christmas is, what, 11 weekends away? And we're already being told that the gifts may not arrive on time. Now, I tried to ask my kids what they want for Hanukkah, Christmas time, and they're like, oh, we'll tell you in December. No, don't tell me in December because we won't have it in time. And with all the craziness with COVID and all that, you really want to have your holidays still being solemn. You still want your holidays to still exist. You know, you don't want to have a Christmas tree with very little gifts, and then the gifts come January 8th. So we need to start thinking sooner. Same thing with travel. When we saw what happened with Southwest Airlines and what's happening with a lot of airlines and the canceling of flights, for those of you that, you know, have schedules like mine where, okay, I'm going to leave on this date, and then I'm going to come back at 11 p.m. Sunday the night before so I could be at work on Monday, it's not going to happen. If there were travel issues before COVID, imagine what's happening now. Even if the Delta wave doesn't come back, we're dealing with labor shortages. We're dealing with mandates. And even though I believe the pilots administration is saying, no, it doesn't have to do with the mandates. People aren't quitting their jobs. Even if it's only 1% of the workforce, that's going to be enough for you to see delays. So I would say if you are planning Thanksgiving and Christmas and you're just looking at the one metric of Delta wave going down, and the Delta wave will continue to go down, God willing, even though we still have some states that are still having high hospitalization rates, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be in the clear for the holidays and have a backup plan. Now, I'm not saying don't make a flight. Make a flight. Have a plan. Go ahead and plan Christmas. Plan Hanukkah. Plan Kwanzaa. Plan whatever you want to plan. Plan your New Year's. I think it's fantastic to have a plan. It's a happy place. The holidays are my favorite time of year. We got Halloween coming up. It's an exciting time. I want you guys to plan. It's great, but have that backup plan. For me and my husband, it was very easy for us to cancel our plans because each year we've had to cancel them. And I cancel them because I'm going to be having my hysterectomy, and I'm thinking if I still have to wear a mask on a plane and I don't breathe that well with the mask on a plane, I'm going to be uncomfortable on the plane. Let's just, again, skip our holiday trip this year. But I don't want to make you guys do that. But I do want to make sure you guys have Plan B. And so either make sure your flight is completely refundable. Make sure you have travel insurance. If you think the travel insurance is going to have fine lines, say not if it has to do with COVID, then, you know, what's going to be very, very interesting is airlines are smart. If they cancel your flight, they have to give you your money back. But if your flight is delayed, then that's on you that you don't want to wait. And how many of us have had delayed flights? You just have to sit there for the hours or you lost the money. So don't think, well, you know, yeah, there's a labor shortage with the airline. Piece of cake. I'll just be able to get my money back from the flight. Not entirely. Right? These airlines are already working on fumes. Even though they might have made big, big money because they're charging $700 for coach and they're not even giving you a full bag of peanuts anymore, if they're having labor shortages and they're having issues and they're trying to hire people, and in order to hire people, they got to pay them more and entice them more. And now if you have less pilots, they have to figure out how to train more pilots. We're already hearing that in some states, because of law enforcement issues, they're figuring out how to redistribute workers within departments, so they can have anybody who's eligible to, sorry, I had some mango coming up, anybody eligible to walk the streets, they'll be moved from a department where somebody who isn't eligible can take their desk job. I mean, everybody's scrambling right now. The problem is, when you're an airline, it's really, really hard to find somebody to fly the plane. You know, I could be a flight attendant. I probably wouldn't have a lot of patience, and I'd be like, dude, really? You know, and I might not always have a smile on my face, but since I was in the restaurant industry and the bar industry, I could do that. I could do that. I can't fly a plane. No way. No way I could fly a plane. So we're really limiting, you know, who we have. Same thing with the medical profession. I mean, we just fired, I guess an anesthesiologist just got suspended at UCLA. I can't be an anesthesiologist. I can't cover for him. I could do family medicine. I could deliver babies. I could do, you know, but I can't be an anesthesiologist. So as we're doing these mandates and we're firing people and we're, you know, I think people make these rules, and they make these rules split second going, yeah, we're going to mandate. Yeah, we're going to fire people. We're going to, you know, we're going to lock down. And then when you start to see how to reopen and how to make this work, it's a little messy, just like we saw with the border wall. Really easy to say, stop the wall. We are going to stop the wall. And everybody's like, yay, woohoo, yay, Biden. All right, well, now what? All right, you know, you got cartel coming in. You got criminals coming in. You also have migrants. You have innocent people coming in. But now we have COVID coming in. Infectious diseases coming in. So, you know, you might be able to make this decision and think it's politically great, but we have the aftermath. So for those of you that aren't thinking about the holidays, so for me, I just do gift cards. I'm like, whenever the supply chain opens up, here's a gift card. If you want to buy toilet paper, if you want to buy whatever, here's your money, you know. But, you know, one thing I did as a gift for somebody is I gave them like kind of a credit or some money to do there's like an investment site. It's called Prosper. It's really, really cool. And even though there's always a little bit of risk, I thought it would be a cool gift because I didn't know what to get. That was an object, you know, and with shipping and all that, it might not come in time. But there are a lot of other ideas you could do for gifts, where if you have a, you know, young adult in the family and you want to get them kind of, you know, a little bit of, let's say experience in stocks or experience in, you know, these lending things and or whatever, you know, that might be kind of an interesting gift because you don't have to necessarily buy an object. We are going to talk about, and I'm going to have a whole list of things you guys could do for Christmas. It's early. It's only October. But the fact that in the headlines, they're like, don't wait to get your Christmas gifts. Start thinking about it now. We'll probably do our segment on Christmas a lot sooner than we usually do, so you guys can start thinking of some cool gifts that might not necessarily rely on the supply chain. I want to help small business. I love the idea of Small Business Saturday, the day after Black Friday. I love the idea of, you know, helping all these little stores out. But if you're not going to have the gifts in time, you know, I really am for celebrating holidays the way you want to celebrate the holidays. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Southwest Airlines is continuing to cancel flights on this Columbus Day. According to the tracking website FlightAware, approximately 350 Southwest flights were canceled, although it's down from the more than 1,000 cancellations on Sunday. These frustrated passengers telling Fox News,
"It's been a horrible experience. It is my birthday week. I'm on vacation. I have all my family."
They ended up routing me through Chicago, and what was supposed to take just a few hours ended up taking 7.
The airline saying the cancellations are due to air traffic control issues, bad weather, and staffing shortages, but there's speculation that the problems were caused by employee sick calls in response to the new federal vaccine mandate. A man from Kenya won the Boston Marathon on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is speaking out regarding raising the debt ceiling.
Treasury Chief Janet Yellen says all the talk about raising the debt ceiling, it's just what she calls
a housekeeping chore.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Yellen says since 1960, Congress has raised or suspended the debt ceiling more than 80 times. So she says when it becomes an issue every time,
we should be debating the government's fiscal policy.
Republicans against raising the debt ceiling, saying that the need to do so is evidence of Democratic overspending. Filing from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dog the Bounty Hunter is pulling out of the hunt for Gabby Petito's missing fiancé. Dwayne Chapman's daughter saying her father is returning home to Colorado after injuring his ankle. However, the team the TV personality put together will continue searching a Florida nature reserve for 23-year-old Brian Laundrie. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there are several tornado warnings and tornado warning storms that are moving through Oklahoma right now. We're being told at least 5 were reported yesterday throughout Oklahoma. Several tornado warned storms moved through the state. The majority of the damage came from hail. We saw the large storm going through the Midwest as it did kind of interrupt the Kansas City game, which is okay. I was fine with that. I was fine with that. I don't want people, you know, the Kansas City arena in Oh, my gosh. Arlington is Texas. Arlington is where Dallas Cowboy Stadium is. I forget where the stadium is in Kansas City. But it's an open stadium. It's a beautiful stadium. But sadly, it doesn't have the cover. And so this storm that's going through the Midwest is, sadly bringing some pretty, pretty severe weather. On the flip side, there were earthquakes that apparently rattled Hawaii's Big Island, two of them. They struck within 20 minutes of each other on Sunday. The first quake had a magnitude of 6.1. It hit around noon, which was about 17 miles south of the southern tip of the island. And then the second was a little stronger, about 6.2, and it struck roughly 20 minutes later in the same vicinity. The USGS received 2,000 reports from Hawaiians who said they felt quakes. No damage or injuries have been reported. Several people did say they had items falling off their shelves. Ken Hahn, the scientist in charge at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, told the Honolulu Star Advertiser that Sunday's earthquakes were not tied to last month's eruption of the Kilauea volcano. I hope not, because that would stink. I don't want to think there's going to be any more eruptions, even though that's kind of what they do. When you have the Hawaiian Islands, which are really beautiful, I mean, that's what they are. They were volcanoes. That's exactly what they are. So, we'll see what happens, but hopefully nobody got hurt. Lebanon had a 24-hour blackout. Lebanon, the country of Lebanon, has been dealing with some pretty significant issues. So they had a total power outage over the weekend. I thought it was 2 days long, but we're being told by CNBC that it lasted for about 24 hours, leaving 6 million people without electricity. And they're also having major issues in terms of their supply chain. And so, according to CNBC, Lebanon suffered a total power outage over the weekend. The state electricity company said in a statement that the shutdown of the country's two main power stations were due to fuel shortages, and it had directly affected the stability of the power network and led to its complete outage, with no possibility of resuming operations in the meantime. Only two major power grids, and that was enough to level the whole, country in terms of not having power. Power did return late Sunday after the central bank granted the energy ministry $100 million in credit to buy fuel and keep its plants operating. Officials had warned the outage was likely to last several days. So this is obviously a huge crisis. The UK is dealing with gas shortage as well as the rest of Europe. They are having a huge mounting fuel crisis. That has induced panic buying, erratic behavior. But in Lebanon, they said this has been going on for months. They have daily power outages, a banking and economic crisis, food shortages, overwhelmed hospitals. They say spiraling currency relying on a volatile black market exchange rates. They say when you walk through Beirut, which is, kind of like the Paris of the Middle East, they said any time of day one can see shop fronts closed or operating in darkness. Those lucky enough to have access to fuel relying on backup generators could keep their lights on. When the power is out, many shopkeepers will refuse to sell anything but water, because apparently there's this minute-by-minute changes in the value of the Lebanese lira. So the price of goods can shift from one period of power to the next. They say hundreds of businesses were destroyed in the devastating Beirut port explosion. Remember, August 2020? A lot of those businesses are permanently gone. Not a lot of help from the state. Bars were gutted. Other businesses with their entrances blown up. Innards full of debris still remain, and it's been over a year. According to Rabi Dow, a small grocery store owner in Beirut's Gateway District, they say it's catastrophic. And he has empty refrigerator shelves, only one small fridge is running, holding a few dairy products. He says, we can't buy a lot of things. We can't buy cheese and ham. We have to buy them in small pieces because we don't always have electricity and the people are always afraid. I guess some people do buy ham. I know in a lot of Muslim countries you're not supposed to eat pork, but there's people that still eat pork. They say a less tough consequence of the fuel crisis has been widespread cases of food poisoning. Grocery stores, restaurants, and households are struggling to keep goods fresh amid electricity failures. And, of course, the summer heat. So meat and dairy consumption have also dropped dramatically because people, if they can't buy it or they don't think it's going to be fresh, they're like, forget about it. So they're afraid the food's not going to be good, which means these stores that have ham and cheese and yogurt, they're not going to then stock it later because they can't trust the electricity, and then those prices are going to go up because there's going to be more demand and less supply. So Lebanon has been dealing with issues, and we look at what's going on with Lebanon, is it could possibly, you know, be extending to these other countries. I mean, Europe, they're having a huge fuel crisis right now. According to, this is according to, I think, Reuters.com, in the UK, nearly a third of their fuel stations are running on empty. That's, I mean, we're talking a country of 75 million people now, what, 60 to 70 million people? Lines of vehicles are at these petrol stations, they call it petrol over there. It's been going on for a third day. Motorists are waiting for hours. This is almost like what we dealt with in the 70s. I was too young to remember what happened, but I guess long, long lines. They say with the intense demand seen over the past 2 days, we estimate that around 30% of sites in this network do not currently have either the main grades of fuel. BP operates 1,200 sites in Britain. So their panic is coming. The fuel panic comes because they have an international gas price surge. It's forcing energy firms out of business. They have a shortage of carbon dioxide that threatens to derail meat production, a shortage of truck drivers. With Brexit, they also have issues where apparently there's a lot of bureaucracy in order to have truck drivers from other countries come and drive in the UK that I think they're trying to overcome right now. Anglo-Dutch oil group Shell said that they have been having an increased demand for fuel. So this is something where, whether it's in Lebanon, whether it's in the UK, you know, we're going to see this soon. We're going to feel it soon. And sadly, we don't do that well in America when we have shortages. Look at what happened with the toilet paper. And so here we are with this big push to go electric. And mind you, if you have a fuel crisis, yeah, it'd be nice to go electric. But if there's an energy crisis and a grid crisis, you know, it looks like we're screwed either way. I really don't see how anybody would not want to then go hybrid later. I just feel like we need to hedge our bets, whether we have problems with fuel or whether you have problems with the grid, even though I think they can be, you know, they can go hand in hand. I just don't like the idea of being stranded for days. I mean, people need their cars. We need to be able to go places. So if there's no power, you're stuck. If there's no fuel, you're stuck. I guess maybe a bicycle. We have to get a bicycle. But we are seeing, and I don't like to panic anybody, it's just when you kind of look at everything going on, Christmas tree shortage, that already starts to make you a little nervous. You know, supply chain issues, companies having to ration toilet paper, only one per customer. Crime, which we're going to talk about, where people are just walking in, stealing stuff, walking out because nothing's going to happen to them. Mandates where people are going to lose their job any week now because they're not choosing to get a vaccine. And if somebody loses, you know, all their coworkers and they're going to be overworked, that's not a job that they're going to probably keep for long either. It's just, I think we're kind of headed for this really big mess if we're not already in it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey guys,
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did any of you guys feel the solar storm? Apparently, we were supposed to have a solar storm this morning. Apparently, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as the U.K.'s Met Office, forecasted a coronal mass ejection, which is a massive expulsion of plasma from the sun's corona, its outermost layer. It was supposed to happen today at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. I didn't notice it. I mean, I'm glad because my show's still going on, unless you guys haven't been listening the whole time. I don't know. But they say possible effects of the storm caused by this CME, coronal mass ejection, are power grid fluctuations and orientation irregularities for spacecraft in the form of increased drag on low Earth orbiters. You guys get that? Sounds bad to me. The aurora, which is a natural light display in Earth's sky, also known as the Northern Lights, may also be visible as low as New York in the U.S. and north of England in the U.K. I don't think I've ever seen the Northern Lights, unless it was a video on Facebook. They say the storm comes as the national grid warned the gap between energy supply and demand this year is likely to be at its lowest level. The organization said it was confident blackouts can be avoided, but warned it was possible if we have a very cold winter. Oh, that would stink. Now, I'm watching. This is an image from NASA. I'm looking at one of these flares. It's where fire from the sun, I guess the sun is a big fiery ball. I'm still learning about what the sun is, because once people said it like implodes later in the future, I'm a little interested now. Like, say what? So apparently these flares are where it's like pieces, or it's flares of fire. You got to see the picture. It's like, whoa. I mean, it's, and you know, you're thinking to yourself, okay, I don't want the Earth at all close to the sun. When this happens, it looks grumpy. So you guys might see some really, really cool lights, which is cool, but what's a solar storm? So Daily Mail kind of defines it pretty nicely. They say a solar or geomagnetic storm is a major disturbance of Earth's magnetosphere, the area around Earth controlled by our planet's magnetic field. A solar storm occurs when there is a very efficient exchange of energy from the solar wind into the space environment surrounding the Earth. Earth's magnetosphere is created by our magnetic field. It's supposed to protect us from a lot of the particles the sun emits. You know how when you have magnets and it'll either shoot together or it'll repel? And you're like, for the life of me, I can't make these two magnets touch. That's what that's, I guess, supposed to do. But they say when you have this CME happen or a high-speed stream, it will buffet the magnetosphere, meaning it'll, I think, it'll buffet. Let us eat. They say if the arriving solar magnetic field is directed southward, it interacts strongly with the oppositely oriented magnetic field of the Earth. They say the Earth's magnetic field is then peeled open like an onion, allowing energetic solar wind particles to stream down the field lines to hit the atmosphere over the poles. Now, what does that do? I don't know. If any of you guys are, you know, NASA enthusiasts who really understand what the heck they do, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't like any idea of anything being disrupted. We really, really rely on this artificial grid of electricity and 5G network and the cloud and all that. And I'm still amazed at how we do this. But I kind of fear what happens in outer space. I've told you guys, you know, who was it? Bezos says, Dahlia, come up with me in my phallic-shaped spaceship, and I'll take you around, you know, the Earth. I'll let you see what outer space looks like. I don't know if I would sign up that quickly. I mean, if I think I was in my last final days, maybe. But if I think I have a good few decades left, I'm not very excited. I just get scared. And I told you what did it to me. It was that Superman 2 movie where those bad guys, you know, killed those astronauts. You know, I want to breathe. I don't want to be in an artificial setting where I have to rely on being able to breathe. Yeah, that's just me. And so I probably wouldn't. So how do you protect yourself from the sun's giant flares? Sunscreen? No. Maybe a little sunscreen might help. But electromagnetic radiation and energetic particles from this coronal mass ejection will disrupt signal transmissions from Earth's orbiting GPS and communication satellites. GPS controls not only our in-car map system, according to Daily Mail, but also airplane navigation and the extremely accurate clocks that govern financial transactions. GPS signal disruption could cause chaos on Earth. Why are we that vulnerable? So we're vulnerable if Russia hacks us or if China wants to do anything. And now we're vulnerable if there's a sun flare. They say existing satellites give 2 to 3 days warning, but these satellites are aging and need to be replaced. We have a labor shortage, people, and vaccine mandates. I don't think they're letting anybody go up into space who didn't have their coronavirus vaccine. Just a guess. They say new satellites would have to be positioned to warn of these giant solar flares up to a week in advance. At ground level, electric fluctuation could blow out transformers and power grids, causing electricity and blackouts in hospitals, financial services, and business. Okay, that's some crazy stuff. By the way, they made a picture of a sun flare, and it compared to the size of Earth. It looks like 100 Earths could fit the size of a little baby sun flare. So these are some powerful big things. So solar flares will obviously cause huge, huge costs, huge expense, and huge chaos. And so I don't like to be a, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, and I don't want to be a, panic everybody. But I don't like the way the human race acts when we do have issues. I didn't like seeing people hoard toilet paper. I didn't like seeing people turn other people in for not wearing a mask. I don't like hearing people say, yeah, fire them. Let them lose their job if they don't get a vaccine. If there's a power outage, people are going to be very, very selfish. I mean, look at how Biden had to, you know, help somebody get up the line, you know, advance the queue for getting into a hospital. I mean, you know, even the president will take cuts. Now, I mean, he's a president. President gets to take cuts. When he goes to a bakery, he doesn't have to wait in line too long. But still, William Shatner is supposed to go into space. I don't know if he's doing it today. Oh, it's due Wednesday. Yeah, because there were some weather issues. Shatner is 90 years old. He was the Star Trek actor. I think he's a great actor. I think he did a great, great job. And if there was going to be anybody in Hollywood going up into space, I think it should be him. But very, very cool. Just that's kind of been delayed. So a study published earlier this year by the University of California, Irvine, or by a scientist at UC Irvine, found the internet could be crippled for weeks in the wake of a severe solar storm due to vulnerabilities of world's massive clock network of submarine communication cables. We have communication cables and subs? Look, I saw that Crimson Tide movie with Viggo Mortensen and Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman. They couldn't get the message. So apparently things have, they improved since then. So hopefully these solar flares or these coronal mass ejections or these high-speed solar wind streams or these solar energetic particles, and there's definitions of each, leave us the hell alone. That's what I hope. 1-877-DOCTORELLY.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.